Hot 105 with us this morning from iCare Inner City Alumni for Responsible Education. We have community activist and protector William D.C. Clark. Good to see you again. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Rodney. Thanks for having us.
And another one of our strong community activists, Milton Parrish. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
The world knows about the shootings that happened in Parkland to our students, and you're galvanizing inner city students along with those from Parkland for a meeting and subsequently a march on Washington on March 24th. But before that time, you have an event happening this Wednesday, March 14th, where the students from Parkland will meet with inner city students from Miami.
Exactly. When we saw the events unfolding in Parkland, we immediately thought about how horrific the situation was. However, we also realized that some of our kids, some of our students, see gun violence every day of their lives in some segments of the community. So we wanted to expand the argument, join forces with the students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas, and send a bus load of kids to their plan students march on Washington on March the 24th. We reached out to the students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas. They were excited that we were supporting them, and they are sending a crew here in Liberty City on March 14th to meet with our students to brainstorm and come up with an itinerary for the March 24th march.
That's awesome. So this Wednesday, students from Marjory Douglas Stoneman High School in Parkland will meet with inner city students from Miami-Dade County. How many schools does Inner City Alumni for Responsible Education represent?
7 to 8 high schools here in the inner city and in Homestead as well. So we've handpicked some of our student leaders, and they in turn will be meeting with the students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas on the 14th in anticipation of the march on Washington that takes place on the 24th.
Obviously, you're looking for community support for this Wednesday meeting, because if these students need to go to Washington, our community needs to send some funds. Now, these kids are coming from suburbia, from Marjory Douglas Stoneman. They don't have some of the dynamics that we have here. And the students will meet at the historic housing complex, Liberty Square, the Pork and Beans.
It will be in Liberty Square. They have a hall.
And Mr. Parrish, what time is that meeting on Wednesday?
Yeah, it'll be at 6 p.m. on March 14th at Liberty Square Auditorium, which is located at 1415 Northwest 63rd Street in Miami.
And this meeting is not just for high school students?
The community at large is invited. However, they're only to support those students from Marjory Stoneman Douglas and our students here in the inner city. That meeting will be facilitated by our own Valencia Gunder, some of the Dream Defenders, and various other groups, youth groups here in the area.
And Mr. Parrish, if you'd like more information about this meeting on Wednesday, a contact number?
305-342-5864. Again, 305-342-5864.
And the students from Parkland and the students from inner city Miami will meet in. And of course, you want to raise some funds to send these kids to Washington, D.C. to expose them to the political process as well as give them some culture.
Correct, Rodney. We're trying not only send our students to Washington, D.C., but we want them to have an entire experience. First of all, we are paying for the bus, hotel room, meals. But in addition to that, they have a trip to the African American Museum, to the Smithsonian, where there will be a conference with all of the students from around the country. And last but not least, we would like to end it on a very high note by sending them to a college tour at HBCU, which would be Howard University. We do have a GoFundMe page. Go to William D.C. Clark Facebook and click on that GoFundMe page to support our effort. Frederica Wilson has already reached out to us. As a matter of fact, we're taking some of her role models along with us, but the majority of the students will be strictly from the inner city, and they will be the student leaders.
At the Liberty Square Projects, and the address again, Mr. Parrish?
That address is 1415 Northwest 63rd Street in Miami, zip code 33147.
This will be big and historic this Wednesday night, a meeting with students from Marjory Douglas Stoneman High School as well as Inner City Miami from the Inner City Alumni for Responsible Education, iCare, William D.C. Clark and Milton Parrish. Much success on Wednesday. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Ron.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.